Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yudalit Parsha Kisavai Sicha Beis. This Sicha covers a number of psukim and rashis. I thought to read out those psukim and rashis so that later, when we get to them, we already understand the order of things. Moshe summoned all the Yidden, and he said to them, "You have seen everything that Hashem did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pare and to all the slaves and to all his land, the great trials that your eyes beheld, those great signs and wonders. But Hashem did not give you a heart to know or eyes to see or ears to hear until this day." We'll skip a few psukim and we go to Pasuk Vav. And you arrived at this place, meaning Eretz Yisrael, and Sichon, king of Cheshvan, and Og, king of Bashan, went out towards us to battle, and we killed them. And we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to Reuben and Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. And you shall keep the words of the covenant of the Bris, so that you will succeed in all that you do. That's the end of the parasha. Rashi says, on the pasuk v'leinoson Hashem lachem lev ladas, Hashem did not give you the heart to see, the heart to know, or the eyes to see. Lahakir es chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledavik bei, to recognize the kindnesses of Hashem and to cleave to Him. Adayim hazeh, until this day, shemaiti shoyitzei yom shenosam Moshe sefer Torah l'bnei Yisrael, that this was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the sefer Torah to the Bnei Levi. As it says in the pasuk, and he gave it to the kainim, the bnei Levi. Bo kol Yisrael lifnei Moshe v'amalei. The Yidden came to Moshe and said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, we also stood at Sinai and we received the Torah, the nitnalanu, and it was given to us. Umat hamashul tes bnei shivtach aleh. Why are you putting the people of your sheva in control of it? Tomorrow they will say to us, Loi lachem nitna, was not given to you, the Levium will say to us. Lanu nitna, was given to us. The Samach Moshe Aladavah, so Moshe rejoiced over this, and he said to them, in regards to this, Hayom hazeh at niyeseh olam, today you have become a nation. This is quoting what is written earlier in the parasha. Hayem azeh ivanti, today I got to understand shatim dveikim mechfeitzim b'mokim, that you are attached to and you desire b'mokim, meaning Hashem. Batavoyo l'mokim azeh, the next Rashi is you came, or pasuk vav, you came to this place. Ata atem royim atzmechem begdula v'chavod, now you see yourself in greatness and in honor. Al tavatu b'mokim, do not rebel against Hashem, again b'mokim against Hashem, al yorim levavchem, and your heart should not get too high and haughty. Ushmartem as dibri abris azayis, shall keep the words of this covenant. Dovar achar, another pshat on this. V'loi nosan Hashem lachem lev ladas, Hashem did not give you the heart to know. Shein adam, what does that mean? Rashi goes back to explain the pasuk of three psukim earlier. She'ein adam oymed al seif daita shol rabbi, a person does not get to understand what his teacher was really teaching, v'chachmas mishnasei, and the wisdom of his teaching, ad arboim shana, until 40 years later. V'lefikach lo hikpid aleichem makom ad hayom hazeh, therefore Hashem did not hold it against you until today, which is 40 years, because you didn't get to understand what he was teaching, avo makam ve'elach, but from here and on, yakpid, he will be particular about it. Lefikach, and therefore, ushmartem es divrei abris hazeis, make sure that you keep the words of this covenant. That's the last few psukim and rashis of the parsha. And since the Rebbe is going to be speaking about all of them, so I thought to make it clear ahead of time. So now we begin the sicha. B'siyum ha-sedra, at the end of this seder, Nehemar, it says, Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisrael v'yemer aleihem, Moshe called to all the Yidden and he said to them, Atem re'isem, you saw all the things that Hashem has done, Hamasis Agdolus, the great miracles, V'leinosan Hashem lechem lev ladas, But Hashem did not give you the heart to know ve'naim liris, and the eyes to see ve'naim lishmei, and the ears to hear. Adayim ezeh, until this day. Umatik Rashi min hakasuv. So Rashi quotes from this pasuk. V'leinosan Hashem lachem lev ladas. Hashem did not give you the heart to see, to understand. Umefarish, and he explains. Lahakir es chazdei Hashem uledavik bay. What does he mean that he did not give you the heart to understand? It means to be able to recognize the kindnesses of Hashem and therefore cleave to Him, attach yourself to Him. That's what Rashi explains on this pasuk. Tzarech lahavin, so we have to understand. Menolon l'Rashi l'das teichnu shnei inyanim. How does Rashi know that the word l'das, to know, contains two separate ideas? One is l'hakir es chazdei Kadosh Baruch Hu, that on the one hand it means to recognize the kindnesses of Hashem, and the second thing that it means is l'davik bay, and to cleave to Him as a result of knowing them. Beis, another question. L'ma matik gamis atevis v'leinos Hashem l'chem. Since he's explaining the words lev ladas, harei enim afarish elu lev ladas. Since he's explaining the words lev ladas, why does he also quote from the pasuk the words and Hashem did not give you lahakir es chazdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Since he's explaining the word lev ladas only that it means to recognize the kindnesses of Hashem. Number three, b'mashe kosov leinosan ladas. In that which it says, Hashem did not give you the heart and the eyes and the ears to know. Hakavona l'chayir l'das hanisker l'fneze. Hamases agdeilus ayis amayvsim. It would seem that what he's referring to is back to what he said earlier in the pasuk about the great miracles and so on that Hashem did for the Yidden. So, and He did not give you the heart to understand them. Im Kain, and this is what Rashi is saying, meaning that to the kindnesses of Hashem. Im Kain, loma kairim Rashi chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, why does Rashi refer to them as the kindnesses of Hashem? V'harei nes v'chesed hem beiz inyanim shenim. What he described in the pasuk was the great miracles and so on that Hashem did for you. So a miracle is not the same as a kindness. There could be kindnesses which are delivered not in a miraculous way, and yes, and not every miracle is there to provide a kindness. So therefore, they're two separate things. And why does Rashi, when the pasuk is describing great miracles, why does Rashi call them kindnesses? Beis. Achakach matik Rashi es atevis adayim azeh. Then Rashi quotes from the rest of the pasuk until this day. Umefarish, and he explains. Shemaiti she'osi ayoyim shenosam Moshe save a Torah livnei Levi. I heard, says Rashi, that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the save a Torah to the children of Levi. K'moshe kosev b'parsha v'yelech, as is described in parsha v'yelech v'yitna l'kainim b'nei Levi, that he gave it to the kainim, the sons of Levi, the children of Levi. So that day, Bo kol Yisrael lefnei Moshe v'amr loy, and all the Yidden came to Moshe and they said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu afanu amadu m'sinai. We also stood at Sinai. V'kibalnu was a Torah, and we received the Torah too. V'nitna lanu, when it was given to us. Uma ata mashal tes b'nei shivtecha, why do you put the people of your shevet in control, aleha, over the Torah? V'yomru lanu yom machar, and today, tomorrow will come, and they'll say to us, Loilachem nitna, was not given to you. Lonu nitna, was given to us. The Bnei Levi will say. The Samach Moshe, so Moshe was happy about this. Aladavar, he was happy that they made this claim. Al Zeis Amalem, and therefore he said to them, Hayoyim Azen Yisalom. Now you have become, so to speak, a mature nation. Hayoyim Azen Ivanti Shatem Dveikim Chfeitzim B'Mokim. Now, today I understand that you do want to attach yourself to Hashem, and you do want Hashem, because they were asking, why are you giving it to the Bnei Levi, as if they're the only ones that are interested? That's Rashi. And so we have to understand about this Rashi. Habitui ad hayayim azeh nimtzo kar kama pa'amim b'tayra. The expression until this very day is found a number of times in the Torah previously. Like for instance, Al Kain Shem Ha'ir Be'er Shava Therefore, the name of the city is Be'er Sheva Ad HaYom Hazeh, until this very day. Or another pasuk is Al Kein Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Las Gid HaNoshe. Therefore, the Yidden do not eat the Gid HaNoshe, etc. Ad HaYom Hazeh, until this very day. V'chein B'siyum HaTorah, at the very end of the Torah, it says Lo Yada Ish Es Kfurasai Ad HaYom Hazeh, that nobody knows the place of burial of Moshe Rabbeinu until this very day. U'b'kulam, wherever, in all those places, wherever it says Ad HaYom Hazeh, Pirush, the meaning of Ad, until, is Va'ad Bachlal. Until, meaning also including this day. When we say until this day, it doesn't mean until today, but today things changed. It means until today, including today. Shukol Gamas HaYom Hazeh, in other words, it includes today as well. Ashikosav Kan, was over here. What does Rashi write? Shapirush Rashi Ad V'lo Yad Bachlal. Here Rashi is interpreting the words Ad HaYom Hazeh as meaning until today, but today things changed. HaYom Hazeh Ivanti, because now he says, however, today I understood Sha'atim Dveikim Mechveitzim B'Mokin, that today you do, I understood that you do desire a connection to Hashem. So in other words, when it says Hashem did not give you the heart to understand Ad HaYom Hazeh until today, it means up until today, but not including today, because now I realize that you do have a desire to connect to Hashem. So in other words, that it's different, that over here Ad HaYom Hazeh is different than it is across the Torah. Ubefrat Rashi Makdim Umaktish Madgish, especially that Rashi and he emphasizes the piruzeh rak shomaiti. He says, I heard that this is the meaning of it. An interesting way for Rashi to express, you know, what he heard. So he said, in other words, that he doesn't have a source for it. He can't point to any source in the previous Chazal. But he heard, so his teachers told him that this is what it is. So, in other words, where does he take this change in the meaning of Ad HaYom Hazeh that is different than anywhere else in the Torah? Especially that he can't show a source. Gan Tzarech Lahavin Kama Diyukim B'Pirush Rashi. We also have to understand a number of Diyukim, which means particular wording or so on, the way that Rashi writes it. Number one, B'Tainus B'nei Yisrael Ne'emar, in the what Moshe Rabbeinu repeats, that what did the, he says that that the Yidden complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did they say? The Kibalnu was a Torah. We received the Torah. In other words, we stood at Sinai. We received the Torah. But Nitna Lono, when it was given to us, L'chayre would seem Ipche Havalei L'Meimer, that it should have been reversed. B'tchila Nitna Lono, first it should have said the Torah was given to us. Hashem gave us the Torah. And only after that, and we accepted it. We received it, we accepted it. First it's given and then you accept. But as the wording in Rashi is, we received, we accepted the Torah and it was given to us, which is the opposite. Why is it written reversed the way it would seem it should say? Beis, another thing, Hataina ma ata mashlit as b'nei shivtecha olea. The Yidden's complain, why are you putting the Levim in control of it? Why the word control? Mashmasha Torah Shayeches L'chol B'nei Yisrael. From this it seems that they're acknowledging that the Torah still belongs to all the Yidden. Elisha B'nei Levi Yisrael Shlita Aleh, but that the tribe of Levi, they have something more. They control the Torah. It's under their control. V'alpia Hemshech Shechashashu but as they are developing their complaint, it seems they change now to saying it was not given to you, that they were afraid that the Levium would say that it was not given to the Yidden. Adifa havalilameimer at ma'ata noisnol of nei shivtecha. It should have said, why are you giving it to the bnei shivtecha, the tribe of Levi, which is Moshe's tribe, which would have indicated that somehow they're leaving the rest of Bnei Yisrael out. Whereas if you say mashlit, it means everybody's connected to it, but they are in control. Whereas if he would have said you're giving it to them, it means that you're giving it exclusively to them, would have followed more with what they're saying afterwards. Tomorrow they'll say that it wasn't given to you. Especially according to what Rashi says, that he heard that it was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, as the Pasuk says, he gave it to the Bnei Levi. So it was an issue of giving it to the Bnei Levi and not just putting them in charge of it. Al Pisa Gimel, a third thing. Al Pisa Eder Advarim L'chayre Masim Yesu Leymar. According to the order of things here, it would seem that it would be more appropriate to say, "Beyomru lanu," they will say to us, "Lanu nitna," it was given to us. "Umezeraye shaloi lachem nitna," since Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to us. In other words, from this we see that he did not give it to you; that it was not meant for you. Uberashi ubesay the hafach, whereas Rashi brings it in a reversed order. He says, first it says, Loy lacham nitna, it was not given to you, it was given to us. When it should be the opposite, the fact that he gave it to us means that he did not give it to you. Gimel. Achareze, after this, Behem Shecha Parsha, a few psukim later down in the Parsha, Nemer it says, V'oylech eschem arboim shana, and I led you through the... And it says right away this, I led you through the desert for 40 years, leibolusim leiseichem, your garments did not become worn out, lechem leichaltem, you didn't eat food, tavoyu lamakam hazeh, you came to this place, vayetzei sichein, and sichein came out, vanakim, and we struck them, we smote them, vanikach hazartzem, and we took their land, ushmartem as dibri abris hazeh, and you shall keep the words of this covenant. So on the last pasuk, Rashi says, "And you came to this place." So Mefarish, and he explains, "Ata now, atem royim atzmachem begdula v'chavit. You see yourself in greatness and in honor. Al tivatu b'makom. Don't let it get to your head, and don't rebel against Hashem. Bal yarem lipchem, and your heart should not rise up. You know, become haughty. Ushmartem as dibri abris hazeh. You shall keep the words of this covenant." But Tzarech Lovin, so we have to understand about this too. Ma kosher v'tavoyu l'mokam hazeh. What is the difficulty of you came to this place, now you're here, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Sherashi bo l'taretz ha'idei pirushay, that Rashi needs to explain something. And he explains at length, atem ro'im atzmachem, now you see yourself in greatness and in honor, do not rebel, and so on. On the other hand, b'chol haksuvim shelifnei zeh, in all the previous psukim meduba benisim she'iru lebnei Yisrael, it talks about, it describes the various miracles that happened to the Yidden throughout when they were in the desert. V'chein lahalom b'kosuv zeh atzmai, and also in this very pasuk itself, mamshech b'sipur ha'nitzach, and he also continues with the relating the victory over Sichon v'Og. So then, how is it that at the same time that he mentions the miracles that the Yidden saw, that it's through these miracles that they came to believe in Hashem and so on, how does that lead into, therefore, do not rebel against Hashem? Seeing miracles is what brings the Yidden closer to Hashem. That's what caused them to believe in Hashem. How does that lead to the next step? Therefore, do not rebel against Hashem. Gimel, Madua rak ata atam royim atzmcha megdula v'chavid. What does it mean that now you see yourself in greatness and in honor? What's now? Yosim ma'ashir atzmam b'chol zman ha'yosim ha'midbar. How did it happen that now they see themselves in greatness and in honor? More than during the whole 40 years that they were in the desert. Dalit, ma heim beis ha'inyan in the gdul of v'chavid. What exactly is Rashi referring to when he says greatness and honor? There seems to be two separate things here. What are they? Dalit, achakach, after that, mamshech Rashi, mafarash Rashi continues, and he says another thing. Aleph, Hanemer Gimel. Now Rashi circles back and he explains something that was written three psukim earlier. And over there, three psukim earlier, Rashi already explained the meaning of those words. So now he comes and he adds a new explanation on those words. That another pshat in this pasuk over here, in the pasuk of Atavayu L'makom Hazeh, he gives another pshat, Nosan Hashem Lachem Lev Ladas, that which it says in the pasuk, and Hashem did not give you the heart to know, She'ein Adam Eimad Al Seif Daita Shor Rabbah, he explains that a person does not get to the bottom of his teacher's mind, V'chachmas Mishnosei, and the wisdom of his teaching, Adar Boim Shun, until after 40 years. Olafikach, and therefore Lehikpid Aleichem Ha'okam Adayim Hazeh, and therefore Hashem did not, he wasn't particular with you until today, Avol Mikam Ve'Ela, but from now, Yakbid, he will be particular, because now it's 40 years later, and you should understand already by now. Olafikach Shmatam Es Dibur Habris, and therefore he warns them, you make sure to keep the covenant, meaning to keep the Torah. So, why does he circle back is one question, to explain that pasuk from three psukim earlier again. Beis. Yadua, we know shekasher Rashi mefarish beis pirushim mekosav echot, that when Rashi gives two pshatim about one pasuk, hareizim etam shebachol echad mehem yesh koishu sheinu v'chaveri, the reason is because each one of the explanations has a difficulty that the other one doesn't. Elo sharishinu ikir, but the first one is always the primary one. The Karav Yisrael of Pshuta Shemikra, more closely related to the simple meaning of the verse. So therefore in our case, Bepirush Leinason Ladas, in explaining the Pasuk, and Hashem did not give you the heart to know, and so on, Ma'u HaKoshu B'chol Pirush Mashnayim, what is the difficulty in each one of the explanations? Ubama Karav Arishin L'Pshuta Shemikra Yisrael Mashnayim, how is the first Pshat, which is the Pshat that he said earlier, how is it more closer to Pshuta Shlomika than the second pshat? Number three, B'shnei HaPirushim Shebedivra Masal V'Tavayu, in the two pshatim that he says on the Pasuk V'Tavayu, which is the Rashi that we're dealing with now, V'Tavayu L'Mokam Hazeh, which at first he said, now you see yourself in greatness and make sure that you do it, that you don't rebel against Hashem. The second pshat is about it takes 40 years to appreciate, and therefore now you have to be more careful because Hashem will be more particular. So b'shnei ha'perushim shebedivrei ha'masal v'tavayu, mesayim Rashi bedivrei ha'kosov shebesiyum ha'parsha. Rashi concludes it by saying what the pasuk says at the end of the parsha. U'shmartem es divrei ha'bris, and you shall keep the words of the covenant. Elo shebepirush hasheni ma'ase v'goymer, but in both of the pshatim, he says at the end, and therefore you should keep the words of the bris. But in the second pshat, he ends with v'goymer, and so on. In the first pshat, he didn't end with v'goymer. He just said, "Ushmartem, you shall keep the divrei habris." In the second pshat, he says, "And therefore you shall keep the divrei habris," and so on. Why does he add the v'goymer? So v'abir b'chol zeh. So the explanation of all of these Rashis. Tachlis ha-mechuvim b'divrei parsha zu. What is the ultimate? What is the pasuk? What is the psukim trying to describe here? Ba u'mefurish, it comes and is explained, spelled out, b'siyuma, at the very end, u'shmartem es divrei habris hazois, and therefore all these four, six psukim or whatever it is, they lead into the point, which is, and you shall keep the words of this covenant, asisa moisam, you shall do them, keep them, l'man taskilu es kol shetasun, so that you will understand everything that you need to do. Hainu, in other words, that these psukim are divrei techocha v'azhara, they are words of reprimand or of charging them to do what they need to do. Kidei lechazek es b'nei Yisrael v'shmiras ha'Torah mitzvos, in order to strengthen the Yidden in their keeping of Torah mitzvos. And since we find many times throughout the Torah previous to this that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them Teichacha, and he rebuked them, and he reminded them, and he reprimanded them, and so on. V'chol zeh kan makdim, and still over here he introduces the subject by saying Vayikra Moshe kol Yisrael v'yem aleim. Moshe called, he gathered the Yidden, and he said to them. So in other words, it's not just he reprimanded them here and there all the time, throughout the years, but over here he gathered them together in order to tell them this. And in order to get to the point, he first describes to them what happened to them when they're still in Mitzrayim, and then what happened in the Midbar, and so on. Al kein tzarich leimer, so therefore we must say that there is something special about this rebuke or this charging the Yidden that is not in, it wasn't in any of the other ones, and therefore it deserves a special gathering in order to relay this particular message. That's the basis of how Rashi interprets all these psukim. Rashi matikas atevas v'leinosan Hashem lechem lev ladas. He quotes the words that Hashem did not give you a heart to understand. Shalachayre einem uvanim klal b'pshut shel mikra. What are the meaning of these words in the simple meaning? What are the simple meaning of these words? Eich efsher shebnei Yisrael lo yehayalem lev ladas asnitzei kadosh baruch hu. What does it mean that the Yidden did not have the heart to understand the miracles that Hashem did for them? Harei mefurish b'kroi, it's clearly stated in the Pesukim, Shebnei Yisrael haidu ala nisim sh'asalem, that the Yidden thanked Hashem for the miracles that He did for them. Al yidei zeh vayaminu b'Hashem, in addition to that, they also, because of it, they believed in Hashem, they put their belief in Hashem, amru shira, they said oz yashir, and so on, because of the miracles. Ba'at kedei kach, and even so far that there was a group of Yidden that were not able to do the Korban Pesach because they were Tomei, which is Zechel Etzias Mitzrayim. So they didn't just take it lying down. They came up with a demand. Why should we be less? So in other words, that their heart was in it. They did recognize and appreciate the miracles that Hashem did for them. So what does he mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, mean that You don't have the heart to understand? V'lachem efarash Rashi. Therefore, Rashi explains, lahakir es chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it wasn't about understanding that Hashem did miracles, it was more about to recognize the kindnesses that Hashem did. Lahadgish, to emphasize, ashezeh sholeinosan l'adlas, what he means when, that Hashem did not give you the heart to know, einei b'nigei l'mashkozov l'eil hamasis hagdoilis, is not referring to the what he said before in the pasuk, the masses agdolos, the great trials and the great miracles and so on. That's not what he was referring to. Elanim shachas l'mashukos of lahalon. Rather, what he's referring to is what it says further on, va'olich eschem arboim shana, that Hashem says, I led you, or Moshe Rabbeinu says, I led you through the desert for 40 years. Leibolosim lechem, and your garments did not become worn. Lechem, you didn't eat bread, you ate man, and so on. Shem chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these are the kindnesses that Hashem did, af shegem gam heim hayu benes hayu. He's talking about these kindnesses, not about the major miracles of the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makkas and all that stuff. He's talking about the simple kindnesses that Hashem did for the Yidden as they traveled through the desert. Their clothing was cleaned and so on, and they had bread from heaven and they had water from Bereshit Miriam and so on. And although, of course, they were also miracles, all these things were miraculous, but he still refers to them not as miracles but rather as kindnesses. Why? Vabir. Nes humu'ura yoytzim medarki ateva. A miracle means something which is extraordinary, unnatural, supernatural. L'maylam ateva v'aragil, supernatural and uncommon and so on, it's not the regular thing. But when a certain miraculous happening goes on for a very long time, Ve'ha'odam isragobo, and the person becomes accustomed to this new reality. Shuv einu margish ki'inyu nisi. He doesn't feel it anymore as a miraculous event. It happened yesterday, it happened today, it's going to happen tomorrow, it's been going on for 39 years. The man has been falling from heaven for 39 years. He doesn't even remember when it didn't happen. Some of the kids were born, they never even knew that there was anything other than that. Alakadova TV, so it becomes, it starts becoming like something which is expected, natural. Balderach Hergel Nasa Teva, similar to what we say, that when somebody does something over and over again and you become accustomed to doing it, it becomes second nature. And therefore, the same is true in this case. Since these miracles, the man, the water, the clouds, the cleaning of the clothing, and so on, so what becomes, what everybody begins to see them as, is that Hashem does all these kindnesses for us. But 39 years later, you're not looking at them anymore as miracles. It's been going on for 39 years. It's Hashem taking care of us. It's the kindnesses that Hashem does for us. Umayisif Rashi. Therefore, he refers to them as kindnesses. Umayisif Rashi. Uledavik bay. And to connect yourself to Hashem. Bazem avayir achidush v'taychach hazu. By this, he is explaining what is so unique about this particular getting together of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wants to talk to the Yidden. What's special about this message? Hakoras chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzricha lohav lidovik bay dafke. That this recognition that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to create by the Yidden, that they should recognize the kindnesses of Hashem, has to bring to the Yidden connecting to Hashem, attaching themselves to Hashem. What does it mean? Neis poyel yira. A miracle causes awe. It's pshuta, either fear. Some miracles can actually scare you. Like the great, like by the miracle of Kairach, it says that the people ran from the noise and so on. They ran away. They got scared. A yira sereimimus, or it can create a feeling of awe and reverence. Amuna, or it can bring to faith, shu kol yachol, that Hashem can do anything that He wants to, or feelings like that, which are feelings which are sort of makes it, it expresses the difference between you and Hashem, and therefore creates a distance between a yid and Hashem. Mashein ken chesed, but when it's seen as a kindness. Hashpa kiruv ava, which is something, you know, Hashem gives you and He brings you close and He expresses love. Payo kiruv, so this brings out a feeling of closeness to Hashem. Ubiim zehu chazdei loshna rabim hakadosh baruch hu gedolim yaser. And when we are talking about many kindnesses, and we're talking about the kindnesses that come from Hashem, which means they're super kindnesses, kiruv gadol b'yaser, so it brings a greater feeling of closeness. And therefore, dveikus, it brings out in the Yidden a feeling that they should feel attached to Hashem. And therefore, when the Rashi says lahakir es chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should recognize to the kindnesses of Hashem and to become close to Him, to become connected to Him. Umeachar shaloi nasan Hashem lechem leiv ladas. And since Hashem did not give you the heart to understand this, lahakir es chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to recognize and appreciate these kindnesses, b'meile chaser gamli dovik bay, therefore you're lacking this connection to Hashem, this feeling of closeness to Hashem, v'chein tzarech lazhiram, and therefore he has to get to what he's saying at the end of the parasha, which is ushmartem es divrei habris hazoi, since you don't have a natural feeling of closeness to Hashem yet, because you haven't come to appreciate the kindnesses that He's done, therefore He has to charge them. You have to remember, you have to keep the divrei habris hazoi. It's not going to come natural. It's not coming naturally. Omnam, however, lefi zeh, oizvav, omnam lefi zeh,
the
if what he means, and Hashem did not give you the heart to see, which Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, that he did not give you the appreciation of his kindness, which should bring you to be feel close to him, now it's not possible anymore to interpret the words until this day, ad va'ad b'chlal, that it means also today you don't recognize and you don't appreciate Hashem's kindnesses. The gamayim hazeh oid lo yikiru, in other words, to say that even today you still haven't recognized Hashem's kindness, and you haven't connected yourself to him, because it's clearly stated earlier in the Torah, in Parsha Veschanan, v'atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. You are attached to Hashem. You who are attached to Hashem elokeichem, you live chayim kulchem hayoyim. So in other words, that earlier already it says that you feel attached to Hashem. So what do you mean that still you're not feeling attached? It's already described that they do feel connected. Although the Rebbe says, perhaps from the words v'atam advekim, it's not so clear yet that the Yidden felt closeness and connection to Hashem, because one could at least with difficulty interpret those words to mean sh'avu pisha loshim ba'kosuvu advekim stam. That although the words over there are hadvekim, the pasuk over there says like this: there are people that have gone and worshipped idols, but you are connected. You atem advekim Hashem elokeichem. You who are connected to Hashem, who follow Hashem. In other words, you are alive and you were not punished and you were not destroyed. So perhaps the meaning of hadvekim over there means a general term. You're not following Avodah Zarah. You are following Hashem, but it doesn't bring out anything, any unique, special closeness and so on. It just means you're following Hashem. That's what it means. Stam, just you are on Hashem's team. Hareze ba behemshach la'asamach lo, but still, on the other hand, it comes as a continuation to what was written earlier, as it says, and you are, in other words, that this follows the earlier psukim, and it says over there, as I said, that the person that went after the Avodah Zarah, he was, Hashem destroyed him. Masha'enkin atem, where it's you, behepech mezeh, you go the other direction. You did not go after Avodah Zarah, you went to the other direction. Umin akotza lakotza, and from one extreme to the other. He went that way, you went the other extreme. Number one, leholach, first of all, he didn't follow the palpeir. Number two, heilchem achay Hashem alikechem, you are following Hashem. And number three, yaseirem mezeh, even more than simply following Hashem, he could have used some other term. It means dveikim b'Hashem alekeichem. You are attached to Hashem alekeichem. V'adayin ein nichlo b'zeh ki mitzvus. And still it doesn't v'chulu. So still it's hadveikim, but it expresses a closeness to Hashem, but it still doesn't express that you're willing to follow Hashem in all of his mitzvahs and so on. It just means a general idea that you're following Hashem, but it doesn't mean that you're so attached that you're willing to follow him in every mitzvah. Well, the ma'alim is an even a higher level than simply following the mitzvahs would be dargas ledafka bay, that you are attached to Hashem. Hadvek b'talmid chachamim. Talmidim el chachamim ma'ayla ni alechem kilin nidvakta bay, which expresses the idea of the pasuk uladovka bay, that a yid is commanded to connect to Hashem through connecting to Talmid Chachamim and so on, and therefore it's as if you connected yourself to Hashem. It doesn't represent that, certainly not. Which is another level of dveikus that Rashi expresses here, that comes through recognizing the great kindnesses. Similar to when that bikurim, because Hashem does kindness to the Yidden, and therefore they bring bikurim, to show that they're not, they appreciate what he does for them. Va'ad l'dargas u'baisid bakan, and it goes even further, a higher level, as the pasuk says, and to him you shall cleave. Habol achrei achrei Hashem l'keichem talecho, that comes after the pasuk that says you shall follow after Hashem. And that you shall keep his mitzvahs of akeilu tishmo va'isit avaydu, and his you shall listen to his voice and you should serve him. After that comes ubaisid bakam. So this expresses a very high level. So in other words, that Rashi is saying that they did reach level of dveikus, so it does mean that they did reach some high levels of dveikus. That's why Rashi says that usually hayyamazeh means that it's up until today, including today. But since it did include va'atam advekim, it's already said va'atam advekim, which expresses all kinds of levels of dveikus that the Torah expects. So Rashi says, therefore we must say that until today you didn't recognize, but now he recognizes that you did. Moshe Rabbeinu recognizes that the Yidden do recognize and appreciate Hashem's kindnesses. So then the question becomes, what did he suddenly see today that convinced him that the Yidden were connected to Hashem, they were appreciating and they were expressing Ladovkaba in the proper way? Therefore Rashi goes on to explain, he tells the story, I heard that it was on that day that the Moshe gave the Torah to the Levim, and so on the rest of the story. And the explanation is, and through this understanding, this story, we will also understand the questions that were asked in Siv Beis, which is the how he describes that story, explaining why what the Yidden said and what about Leviim and all those questions that he asked about that. And the story is this: Tam Adavasha Sefer Torah HaTorah Nitna L'Bnei Levi V'Loi L'Chol Yisrael Mulvim B'Pashtus. The reason that the Sefer Torah was given to the Bnei Levi and not to everyone is understood simply. The Bnei Levi were separated, they were put on a higher level than the rest of the Yidden, that they are the ones that serve in holiness in the Beis HaMikdash and so on. They were told, and that they will not have a share in the division of Eretz Yisrael. They are the legion of the king, they will be the army of Hashem, and so on. So, and therefore they are also the legion which is there to protect the keeping of the Torah, and they will be in charge of teaching Torah to the Yidden. That's quite understood, that's the job of a Shevet Levi. And it's actually said in the Torah, which Rashi here quotes, that he gave the Sefer Torah to the Levim. Why did he give it to the Levim? He describes there why, not why, but he describes the Levim in the following way: the Levim who are the ones that carry the Aron. In other words, recognizing that the Levim stand on a higher level. So the Yidden didn't have a problem. Why did you give it to the Shevet Levi? That was understood. They are the ones that do this stuff. The question was, why are you putting them in charge over the Torah? That may be true, that the Shevet Levi are the ones that have to teach Torah to the Yidden, and therefore they are in charge of the Yidden to teach them Torah. Why are you putting them in charge of the Torah? Why are you putting them in charge of the Torah, not of the Yidden? What does he mean? and the difference whether you're putting them in charge of the Yidden, of teaching Torah to the Yidden, or putting them in charge of the Torah itself, what does that mean? What they were afraid of is Ki yomru lanu yom machar lo lechem nitna. They were afraid that tomorrow, in the future, they'll say to us, it was not given to you. After we will go into Machar means, in the future means, after we will go into Eretz Yisrael. We will begin to divide up the Eretz Yisrael, the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. And then we will have to begin do farming. Oz yomru lanu b'nei Levi machar. Then at that time the b'nei Levi will say loy lachem nitna. It was not given to you. Af sheyesh lachem shayches l'teira mechiyav meteira mitzvus. Even though obviously they're not going to deny that the Yidden have a shayches to teira and they all have to keep teira mitzvus. Mekol makam loy nitna lachem, but it wasn't given to you. What does that mean? That's why you're not in charge. You don't control the Torah. Therefore, it means that it was given to us. In other words, what they were saying, what the Yidden were afraid was, when you put the Levim in charge of the Torah by giving them the Torah, it means in the future when we'll all be involved in farming, that the Levim will come up with the idea and say, look at that, he gave us the Torah because you're farmers, you have to do farming. We are the people that have to do the Torah. We have to be in charge of the Torah. It was given to us. That's what the Yidden were afraid. But not that the Yidden have no shaychas to Torah. Of course they have a shaychas and they have to do the Torah mitzvahs and so on. But who's in charge of it is because we ended up doing the farming. The Levim don't have to do farming, and now they're just busy with the Torah and they're in charge. And therefore they said, but that's unfair because we also stood at Sinai. Meaning to say, not that the Torah, they didn't mean that we also stood and heard the Torah. They meant Mas Chilmer Shechedus Sivan. We were there from the beginning, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when everybody arrived at Mount Sinai. And then we were also there when it was said, and we said it, that everything that Hashem said we will do, Shabbat b'mayna alva'ata im ata tekablu aleichem, which came in the response to, if you want to accept it, if you want to accept the Torah. So we said, yes, everything that Hashem said we will accept. Kibalnu asatayra, in other words, that we accepted upon ourselves to receive the Torah. Va'achakach nitna lanu, and then by matan Torah was given to us. So what they were saying was, we stood at Sinai and we accepted to receive the Torah, and then it was given to us. That explains the order of why, what the Rebbe asked at the beginning, why did they first say kibalnu asatayra and v'nitna lanu, when it was the opposite. It's first given and then you receive it. What they meant by receive it was we accepted to be given the Torah. We said nasa v'nishma and so on. Okay, shama Moshe dvarim elu, when Moshe heard these words, samach, he was happy. V'omar, and he said, hayem ezei vanti sh'atem dveikim mechfeitzim b'mokim. Now I understand that you are want to be connected to Hashem, and you desire to be close to Hashem. Loi levad shemaydim Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu al nisa. Not only do you acknowledge and thank Hashem for His miracles, kenal el Hashem akirim chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They recognize the kindness that Hashem does for them throughout the time in the Midbar. Uvemele dveikim mechfeitzim b'mokim, and therefore they desire to be close to Hashem. So in other words, to sum up this Rashi, that how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that there was some fundamental change, that over here now he sees that the Yidden do recognize and appreciate Hashem's kindnesses? The reason was because when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Levim, the Yidden came up and they said, we're afraid that if you put them in charge, they're going to think that we don't have a connection to the Torah. Yes, we have to keep the Torah, but we don't have the connection to the Torah. And the truth is that we were there from the beginning, and we wanted the Torah, and we said Nasa v'nishma, and we, when Hashem said, "Do you want the Torah?" we accepted to receive the Torah, and therefore it was given to us. So why are you putting them in charge? So when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they were so interested in the Torah, that they did have a deep interest in and being part of every part of the Torah, not just doing the mitzvahs in there and fine, but that they wanted to be part of whatever Shevet Levi is part of in regards to the Torah. So he said, "Ah, now I see that you do appreciate the kindness of Hashem, and you do, and you are, do you do want to become connected to Him?" So he saw that Ad Hayom Hazeh was not something that it continues now, but he saw that there was a fundamental change now that the Yidden did want to be close to Hashem. Behemshach lezeh matik Rashi. So then he continues and he says, V'tavoyu l'makom hazeh, the next Rashi, and you came to this place of Mefarash, and he explains, Ata atam royim atzmachem, now you see yourself in greatness and in honor, babir, so to explain what is going on here. What does he mean to say when he says, "And you came to this place"? Why does he have to say that? Because if he wants to continue with some more of the miracles that Hashem did, as he describes in this pasuk, the victory over Sichem Ba'oig, which is right in the pasuk. Why does he have to say you came to this place? Just continue with the different miracles that happened. So from this Rashi sees that the kavanas hakosav hi loy hemshich sipur anisim, that the pasuk over here is not just a continuation of the miracles that happened throughout the desert and so on. Because he starts a new thing and he says tavoyu l'makom hazeh, sounds like something new is starting. Hascholos in Yechadosh, rather it is the beginning of a new subject. Biur lama hutzrach Moshe lahazes bnei Yisrael achshav sheyidu b'kol ba'makom. Now he's explaining why is it suddenly necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidden that they have to be connected to Hashem. Ad ata hayu bnei Yisrael tluim b'chazei Hakadosh Baruch Hu dvar yom yomei, because till now the Yidden were dependent on these kindnesses every single day. We know that there was nothing left from the man every single night. So every morning they had to once again depend on the new miracle of the man, on the new kindness of the man coming the next day. So therefore, what are you going to go rebel against, the bite the hand that feeds you, as they say? So every day they depended on Hashem for everything in life. So of course, what are they going to rebel at that time? But now that you've come to this place, which means you're at the end of your sojourn in the desert, you're going into an inhabited land, there will be no longer a need for man. Now there's going to be planting and plant, you know, you'll just get food in the natural way. Now you see yourself in greatness and honor. Therefore, there is good reason to be worried that as time goes on, the kindness of Hashem will not be as obvious. And the Yidden will be involved in getting their sustenance in a very natural way, gathering in your grain and your so on. Tevatu b'makayim, then this could lead to a rebellion against Hashem. V'yarem levavchem, and that you become self-sufficient, and you think k'mavor b'kro le'el, as the pasuk said earlier, v'ram levavchem v'shachachta, your heart becomes haughty and you forget Hashem. V'amarta, and you might say, k'ich be'etzim yodi, it's my own efforts and my own talents which brought me, also this achayil hazeh, which brought me all of this blessing. And Rashi says, what is this gedula of a chavit? Lahagdil achshash the yorim levavchem. It brings out even more the worry that their hearts can become arrogant. Gedula shayeches gam ba'adam la'atzmei. greatness, a person can also, to himself, you feel great to yourself. Shemachshav is hatzon l'metzias, you see yourself as somebody important, as somebody of substance, and so on. Kavod u'mashah zulus machshiv u'machabdei. Greatness, you attribute greatness to yourself. Kavod is something that others give you. Others give you honor. V'zeo ha-keifel, gedula v'chavod. And that's why he repeats, he says both things. Gedula and chavod. Lo yirak shirayim atzma b'gedula, not only do they see themselves as important, sh'oz yitochem b'shebevayim l'eretz and shavaz b'ina amim yamitu gedulasam, which, if it was only that, then as you come amongst the other nations, it diminishes your own importance in your own eyes. Why? Because you begin to see, you realize that the Yidden are really the smallest nation of all the other nations. So how important could you feel if you recognize that you're a nothing, at least in numbers, in comparison to the others? So coming amongst the other nations might diminish your own importance in your own eyes. But then he goes on to covet because the other nations also honored them and respected them, they were afraid of them and so on. So therefore, both of these things, even if there's not so much gedula, but covet, now there is covet, so therefore he brings both. Therefore, when they came to it, to the close to Eretz Yisrael, and so now begins a natural life. There is good reason to believe that eventually they will begin to rebel against Hashem, and therefore you have to warn them. No, you have to keep the bris hazois, because now when you come here, that's the meaning of when you came here. Avol kasha, but it's still difficult. Achar v'tavayu l'makom hazeh nemar miyad v'yetzi sichi. After, when you came here, it goes on to tell the story of sichim v'oig. Sipur Muhammad Sichem Ba'ig, Sipur Nes, which is also a description of a miracle, and also a kindness, Yidul Ben Yisrael, which happened for the Yidin, and it's really a continuation of all the miracles that happened throughout the 40 years. So why does he suddenly interrupt that list of Nisim by saying, before the story of Sichem Ba'ig? Which would seem that the words Vatavei L'makim seem to interrupt what he was saying before and starts a new thing. And starts describing the natural course that which they're embarking on now. So why does he then go back to Sichem Ba'ig? So the explanation is L'Pirush Hakavona Kamba Sipur. The Milchamas Sichem Ve'oig, according to this understanding of these psukim, as Rashi describes them, the story of the wars of Sichem Ve'oig here are Leila Hadgish Sanesh Bedavar, are not there to emphasize the miracle of that event, Ella Lehepech, but to the contrary, Davar Shavayachelim Yisrael Lira is Atzma V'Gedula V'Chavik. That's another description, that's another way that the Yidden might see themselves as people of importance. Kibush Eretz Sichem Ve'oig Shahisag Behem Shachakosov L'Nachla L'Raveni. That this was, came here, we conquered, we defeated Sichem Ve'oig, which was going to be given to the tribe of Reuben. While Pizei Yuvan, in other words, that it's already beginning the settlement of Eretz Yisrael. It's already the new period. We're moving into Eretz Yisrael. This was where Reuven was going to settle. So this was already beginning of the natural moving into Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the Vatavoyu l'makam hazeh. While Pizei Yuvan Hashinu Shebesipur Melchamazu B'Parshasenu, which according to the way we understand it now, it explains the difference in the way the story is described here. L'gabei Hasipur Melchamazu Atzma, as opposed to the way this very story is described Le'el b'Parshat Dvarim, earlier in Parshat Dvarim, although it was a b'Tanach. What's the difference? Shom edayikra v'yitneyu Hashem alakenu l'faneinu v'nach ha'isay. Over there it says Hashem gave Sichem v'Oig into our hands, and we smote him. Or the next puzzle, another puzzle, v'yiten Hashem alakenu b'yadeinu v'nakeyu. Hashem gave him into our hands, and we were able to defeat him. Over there, the emphasis is on the fact that the victory came to us through Hashem. The ilukan kosov kara. Here it says, vanakem, we smote him, vanikach, and we took his land. Doesn't mention mibli lahaske shemes Hashem ha'isazayis, without mentioning that it was Hashem that gave him into our hands. Why this difference in the way it's described? Ukanal, but as we explained, kan kavanas akosov lahadgishav sharish shabnei yisol yiru atzmar begdulu v'chaved. Here he's describing it in a way that the Yidden could see this as their doing. My strength and my talents is what made it happen. Vanakim, we smote him. And therefore, this shows that it is part of it there to describe how the Yidden came to this place. This is the beginning of going into Eretz Yisrael, where the Yidden might see themselves as the ones that are, you know, creating their own destiny, which could lead to rebellion against Hashem, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that they have to be careful about that. Badai in kosher, but there's still a difficulty. Number one, the pirush v'leinosin Hashem lachem leiv ladas lahakiris chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the earlier pshat that Rashi said, that what it means that Hashem did not give you a heart to know, it means to be able to recognize the kindness of Hashem. Loshen HaKosov v'leinosin Hashem lachem mashma sha'iko b'zeh hoya loy mitzad b'nei Yisrael lo mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to be saying not that there was a lack of appreciation on the part of the Yidden, but somehow Hashem did not allow them to understand it. It was his doing that they didn't understand it. Number two, b'pirush adayim hazeh, in the meaning of the words adayim hazeh, oisei ayim shenosam Moshe seva Torah, that it was that ayim hazeh means the day that Moshe gave the Torah to the Levim, is number one, l'fizeh pirush adhu v'loyad b'chlal. Now, the meaning of ad, as we explained, means, but not including this day, the loy b'chol mokin, which is not the way ad ayim hazeh is explained everywhere else in the Torah. This is the only place in the Torah where ad means up until this day, but not this day. So that leaves a little bit of a difficulty. Beis, another thing, lefi zeh, vayitna aseh b'teira lakayinim, according to this, the story that is described in Vayelech, Moshe gave the Sefer Torah to the Kohenim, the Levim, which comes before, after Netzavim, by Daber Moshe Yemazen Yisalom, it actually happened before. So what's related later in Vayelech actually happened before what's related here in Parsha Kisavei. So therefore, it seems out of order, even though, you know, Ein Muktam Mamucha B'Torah, it's not the biggest question, but it's a little bit of a difficulty. Number three, Vatavayu L'Mokam Hazeh, when it says you came to this place, Ata Atam Rayim, now you see yourself in greatness and in honor. If the Torah meant over here, that Moshe means over here to point out to them that when they come to a place of inhabitation, they will see themselves differently, and they come to a natural place, that it goes so far as that they were afraid that they may rebel against Hashem. How does he mention, if that's what he's trying to tell them, why does he mention the story of Sichem Ba'eg, which was a miracle, and they knew that it was a miracle? As the Pesukim over there say, the Pirush Rashi, the Seif Parsha Chukas, and as Rashi actually says it in Chukas, he should have left out the story of Sichem Ba'eg, which, if you think about it, is really a great miracle. The Yidden knew it was a miracle. How does that come as a continuation to Vayavoyu Tavoyu L'Mokam Hazeh, which means you're going into a place which is not lacking in miracles, it's just natural, and suddenly it brings up the Sichem Ba'eg story, which we know was a miracle. So these are three difficulties in that shot. And therefore, it's only now that we understand, we've come to understand what Vatavoyu Elamokim Hazeh really means. kasha pirushanal. Now it suddenly brings up a difficulty, the leinosan ladas, on the shot that Rashi said before, the leinosan lachem lev ladas. What does it mean? It leaves these three difficulties. What? Why is it that it's Hashem that didn't allow them to appreciate it? Adayim hazeh happened earlier, later, and so on. Lachain dafka la'achashul amanu pirush avayu kosher pirush hanal the leinosan ladas tzarich leimar. So therefore, now we have to come to another pshat. Now he has to say davaracha that there's another pshat to understand leinosan lechem lev ladas. She'ein adam oimid ad arba'im shana, that a person doesn't appreciate, understand what his teacher is teaching until 40 years. L'fikach lehik b'dalechem ha'damakam hazeh, that's why Hashem did not hold it against you too much until you came here. Avam akar ve'ela, but now, 40 years later, yakvid, they will be particular. L'fikach v'shamadam esliv re'abris hazeis. That's why Rashi needs a second shot now on this pasuk, the pasuk from three psukim earlier. He suddenly remembers now, three psukim later, to give that pshat, because the difficulty in the previous pshat only comes after three psukim later, when we begin to understand what "vatavayu l'makom hazeh" means. And according to this, according to this pshat, it will take away all the questions that we had on the previous pshat. The first question was that it was Hashem who didn't allow you. It's not that Hashem did something unusual to the Yidden over here. He didn't allow them to appreciate his miracles, his kindnesses. It's that that's the nature that Hashem created in people, that it takes 40 years until you understand what your teacher is teaching. So it answers that question. Beis hayoyim hazeh, this day, hayo b'toich v'siyim harboim shana, v'adat aloi hayo lehem lev ladas. This day was still part of the, at the end of the 40 years. And so until now, they didn't have the ability to be able to appreciate it. U'pirish adayim hazeh, so now, what is till today? Hu ad v'ad b'chlal. It means also now, because it's still towards the end of the 40 years. The second question was that it's adayim hazeh seems in the first reading means that now they did begin to appreciate, but according to this pshat, that the whole 40 years they don't get to appreciate, they don't get to understand what Hashem was teaching them, and therefore he doesn't hold it against them. That still continues until the 40 years will be over. So therefore, in this pshat, adayim hazeh is still continuing even today. Only when the 40 years are over, meaning when they cross over to Eretz Yisrael, then they will have to pay attention, because then they will be expected to understand. But from now, meaning after that, after the Yom Hazeh, you will have to pay attention. Gimel, the third thing. The Sipur, the question was, why did he throw in over here the story of Sichem Ve'Og? It comes as a continuation to the previous miracles. So in other words, that in this pshat, Sichem Ve'Og is not seen as a natural thing. It is seen as a miraculous thing, and therefore it fits in very well with the whole continuation. You have to understand the miracles that and the kindnesses that Hashem did for you, and therefore think about it and appreciate them and keep the words of the bris. So the second pshat explains all these difficulties in the first pshat. Alpiza muvan, based on this we can understand. Why over here he, in the second shot, he adds the words v'goymer to l'fikol shmartem as dibri abris azayis. Mashenkim apirish rishim, whereas in the first shot, he doesn't say the words v'goymer. L'pirish ha'alef ha'isaz horiz ma'isha b'chdei lishlo lev shorosh yivatu b'amokim. According to the first shot, he was telling them that they have to appreciate and therefore not to rebel against Hashem. V'lozeh inegei kol ha'chapratim shuv'posuk shmartem rak nekuda klolis. For that, all they need to know, they don't have to know the details, the continuation of that pasuk. They have to know you have to make sure you don't rebel against Hashem and keep the bris. The general idea of keep shmartem is divrei bris azais. There's no hepech the yivatu b'makim. In other words, the opposite of rebelling. Keep the bris. The details of it are not so important. Avol pirush hasheni. But according to the second shot, as haras Moshe ba mipnei shekan mikam be'elach ondu al das rabam. Now they have to have a deeper appreciation. It's 40 years later. They are expected to understand. They're expected to understand the wisdom of his teaching. Achshav yakpid. Now Hashem is going to be particular. And therefore, when you say Ushmartam as Brit Zazois, Vasisem, the Kimish Yoidim Das Rabbi Taskilu. Therefore, you have to see the rest of the Pasuk. What does it say in the rest of the Pasuk? Laman Taskilu Esashel Koloshatasun. You have to understand what you're doing. You have to think about it. That's what the rest of the Pasuk is, the Vegoimer. Kimish Yoidim Chachmas Mishnosai, since now you're expected to understand what's going on. So Rashi alludes to that. The rest of the Pasuk is taka those words so that you can understand what Hashem is teaching. So then why doesn't Rashi go l'chadchila with the second shot? Because according to the second shot of Leil Ladas, we have a difficulty. The question becomes, what does it mean you came to this place? Because in this shot, you came to this place is not it's not about coming to Eretz Yisrael, it's about the 40 years being over. The change that's taking place has nothing to do with where they're arriving. It has to do with the fact that 40 years are up. The second thing is, the question comes back, why did he insert between the miracles that he mentioned about the Midbar and the miracles of Sichem Va'oig, which according to the first shot is two separate subjects. But according to the second shot, it's just a continuation. So why did he interrupt it by saying, Vatavoyu l'makom hazeh? So therefore, we have these difficulties about the second shot. V'lachem evi Rashi, piruzeh, rakke pirush hasheni. That's why Rashi only considers this the second shot. V'arishonu ha'ikri, and the first one is the main shot. V'akarav yesu l'pshutu shel mikra, closer to the pshutu shel mikra. So that explains all the psukim and all the Rashi's. Miyena shel teira shebepirush Rashi, the chassidish message from this Rashi. Pirusha echad mevayer hahechach lahakir es chazdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The first pshat explains the necessity to recognize the kindnesses of Hashem, as he said before. Gam ba'anisim shekvar hurgulu behem and asa keteva. Also those miracles which we become accustomed to and they become like second nature. And only it's by recognizing the kindnesses that you truly can connect to Hashem. Based on this, we understand why Rashi says, and he doesn't use the name of Hashem, which is brought in the Pasuk. Hashem, why does he say HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than Havaya? Yutke Vavke. Because Havaya Meir Alul Kusi is Baruch Shulamayla Minateva. Yutke, the name Yutke Vavke represents Hashem's conduct in the world which transcends the nature. Hoya Hoyva Viyike Echad. The word Yutke Vavke is a composite of the words Hoya Hoyva Viyye, past, present, and future all at once. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pirushay? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? HaKadosh Masha Kadosh Umuvdul Min Ha'olamos. Kadosh means the one that is separate, holy and separated from the worlds. Baruch means drawn down. The word Baruch means to draw down. Nimshach L'mata B'tach Ha'olamos, which means that it's Hashem, the holiness of Hashem, which is brought down into the world. V'haynu Chazdei V'nisei Hashem K'vishu Nimshacham B'teichan Hagas V'teba Ha'olam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents Hashem's miracles as they are integrated into nature. So also in the second Rashi, Kaisavi writes, Hivanti Shatam Chfeitzim Udvekim B'mokim. Now I came to understand that you are you desire and you want to be attached to Bamakim, he describes Hashem as Makim. B'nei Yisrael ha'isa lehem ha'karab ha'lukusi yizbarach gam k'mosh ha'nimshal b'teich Makim ha'olam. That the Yidden also have a recognition of Hashem as he is found in the place of the world, in other words, in nature. Panhagas ha'teva pa'al aleihem she'yichafetzim ha'dveikim ha'makim, and therefore it caused them to have a desire to become connected to Hashem. Ulam calls Manshay Yisrael b'midbar, but as long as the Yidden were in the midbar, lo yayim makam kol kach l'nisayin, v'heder ha'karad ha'chaz de'ekadosh baruch hu. As long as they were in the midbar, there wasn't such a big problem that they should lose focus of the kindnesses of Hashem. Avu be'ez k'nisasam la'aretz, but when they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Neshevus of Pasuk Aman, a place where nature takes over and the man stops. V'yishchilu v'kibush ha'aretz, and they began to conquer the land. Will be saskus b'inyanei olam, and to be busy with the worldly things. B'chlal v'darkei ha'teva. Yitachan she'yivatu b'makim. So therefore, it's possible that they will rebel against Hashem. L'chein hizur Moshe shmartem es dibur abris hazois. That's why Moshe said, "You shall keep the words of this covenant." L'mrois shahelam v'hester shabanagas ha'teva. Notwithstanding the concealment that exists when you have to live in nature, tzarech lishmer es habris, you have to keep the covenant. Shazui ezeu avoided the kabbalas oil. The covenant represents kabbalas oil shulamayla metamadas, which transcends intellect and so on. Shali deze mevatli mahelim de teva. Through this, we do away. We neutralize the helem of Teva, the concealment that Teva brings, because Kabbalah's oil is what counters the helem of Teva. Elo shemakom makim kasha, but still there's a problem. Acha shenivra oilim ba'efen sheyesh helem ehesta Teva, algili elukusi yizbaruch, since the Eibishter created the world in such a way that the world conceals godliness, eich yichelu menei adam lizgaber al zeh, how are people expected to be able to overcome this? Rashi, so Rashi continues, Bepirush Habeis. The second shot, Eino, the moment I'll save Daitoim, for 40 years you can't get to the bottom of what your teacher is teaching, but from then on, yes. The Sefer Boim Shona Kaidim Shenichus Olaris Netaisa B'nei Yisrael, at the end of the 40 years, before they even went into Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden were given, Al Piteva Brias Olam Va'odam V'Nesinus Alev. Based on the way the Eibishter created the world and man, and that he gives, now you begin to understand. Sheyamdu al seiv das rabam. They were already there. They were able already to appreciate what Hashem wanted. Which also gave them the ability to be able to continue their avodah. Leiv ladas v'gaymer. He gave them the heart to know and the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Shaydeza taskilu es kol shatasun. That you should be able to comprehend and understand everything that you need to do. Oimek ha'asoga v'lukusi yizboruch. They were given the depth of understanding after 40 years of Hashem. V'kivin she'nemar kol. And since it says kol asher tasun, everything that you need to do. Ule yashleimar, perhaps what he means is she'taskilu ach yuchu lahasi gam protei ha'mitzvahs. That this means that they should be able to understand even why the details of the mitzvahs, in which the details of the mitzvahs are something which is generally not understood. We can understand maybe according to Reb Sadeh, you know, different mafarshim that give reasons for mitzvahs, but why this detail? Why does it have to be 8? And why does it have to be this number? And why this size? And so those details are beyond comprehension. Those are generally considered to be beyond comprehension. But since it says kol, perhaps we even have the ability to understand that which is generally understood to be not understandable. And even to go so far as shekol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim, that everything that you do, that's why the word kol, should be l'shem shemayim. It gives us the power for even that. V'zeo akishur ben beiz apirushim shebepirush rashi, sheberashi. And that's the connection between the two explanations of Rashi in the Sinas HaKoyach Lishberes HaHelem VaHester Ad LaHakir Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gam Ba'Nagas HaTev. On the one hand, to be able to break through the concealment of the world and to be able to recognize Hashem's kindnesses even in within nature, He Al Yedei HaTosis Oyer Yediyah V'Chochmah. This comes to us through the increase in light because of the additional understanding that we are given. Shenimsach LiYisrael V'seif ha-mem shana, that was given to them at the end of the 40-year period, she'oz amdu al-seif daite, that's when they finally came to understand what he wanted, v'chachmas mishnasei, and the wisdom of his teaching. That's the connection between the two pshatim. L'idach, on the other hand, k'dei she'tiyah asaga k'deboi, in order that a person should be able to understand it properly, tzarech li'is ha-gdama, the Kabbalah soil. There has to be first has to come Kabbalah Soil, Hamudgish be Pirush Rishon, which is what is emphasized more in the first pshat. Ushmartem es divrei habris hazois, as we said, the words of the covenant represents the Kabbalah Soil. Shagam b'matzav shetzrichim lishleil shleivatu b'makayim b'chol zem tzad Kabbalah Soil shem divrei habris, that even in a situation where there is still a danger that you could rebel, but through Kabbalah Soil, the bris, you're safe even from that. That's that's what comes before being able to understand truly. The initial Torah, another matter in the initial Torah, but Pirush al Torah Kosev Rashi, Pirush al Torah Kosev Rashi, Ein Adam Eimed Al Seif Daita V'Chachmas Mishnasei. Here in the Torah, Rashi says this phrase: a person doesn't get to understand the ultimate das and chokhmah of his teaching. But when Rashi says this same thing in Shas, Kosev Seif Daita Et Tfunasei, he says to the end of his meaning and his Tfunasei, not chokhmas mishnasei, but Tfunasei. Well, the tzarech lahavi nata mashinuv. You have to understand why does he change the expression from here to there? V'gam haremes v'kosev l'chol ha'pratim elu. And also, what is the meaning of all this? Babir bazeh lev ladas. The explanation is lev ladas ve'naim liras ve'naim lishmaya. The heart to know and the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Heim gimel meichin chachma bina v'das. They represent three levels of intellect. Chachma bina das. Liras is mayach hachachma. To see refers to the chachma. Which means when you see you get to see a new picture. That's what chachma is. You get a new idea about what this is, a new insight into what it is. It described as seeing. Lishmaya, to hear, is mayach habina, refers to the analysis of something. Shmiya, meloshen havana, as shmiya means to understand also. Ladas is mayach hadas. So therefore Rashi says, he lists all these three levels. Seif daite is das, chachmas is chachma, and mishnasai is limud ba'avana, means to learn, to study with comprehension, bina. Umedayik Rashi, seif daite, what does it mean by the ultimate das? Tachlis ela sagazu, that the purpose, the ultimate purpose of this understanding is kesiyam akasuv, as the pasuk says at the end, v'shmartem v'asisem, that you should do. The seif of the pasuk is you have to do. That's what it all leads to. It has to lead to doing. Taskilu es kol ha-shatasun. You have to understand everything that you need to do. It ultimately shiyavu l'day asiyah. That all has to lead to doing. V'zehu seif daitei, and that's what he means. The end of his knowledge, the end of knowledge, the purpose of knowledge, the end goal of knowledge is to do. That it should bring to acts, activity, living that way. Ulam, however, bepirushe ala shas, when he says this in shas, kaisiv rak tfunasei, v'loi chachmas mishnasei. Over there, he only speaks. He says the words tfunasei. He leaves out chachmas mishnasei. The Gemara mefarshim akosiv gamal meisher rabbeinu, because in the Gemara this pasuk refers also to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't get to understand everything until the end of 40 years. Gamhu leklayim adaita derabe ad mem shana, that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get to understand everything until the end of the 40 years. Leyitochen leymesh ad oz loy nitne leMoshe chachma, but it's very difficult to say that until the end of 40 years Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given chachma. Why not? Shadem adreges Moshe Rabbeinu he sviras a chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sfiris HaChachma, so you can't say that he wasn't given Chachma. Therefore in the Shas, when he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu as well, he only says that he wasn't given Bina Vadas to the ultimate degree. But Chachma Moshe Rabbeinu was given right at the end. He didn't have to wait till the end of the 40 years.